From Heaven, a selection of words and wisdoms of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. This is the 307th episode of the program From Heaven. The aim of this program is to take lessons from some of the conducts of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and I am Fakhr Rouhani, the expert of this episode. According to Islamic history, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's elder brother was Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. And we know that the period of imamate of Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam was really very much turbulent, because soon after the martyrdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Muawiyah started some political movements. And since Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam was the infallible Imam, and the Muslims, true Muslims, were in fact followers of Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, due to the instigations done by Umayyad rulers and the agents of the Umayyads, Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam was in a very harsh time. We know that Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam was very much steadfast in his way. However, a great majority of his forces were bought by either by money or by some promises of Muawiyah. So, all in all, it was Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan who suggested Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam to come to a peace treaty. And Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam found it that in order to safeguard the original version of Islam, the best job was to accept that peace treaty, although the other side of that treaty was such a notorious personality like Muawiyah. We find that in several prophetic hadiths, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated that both Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba and Imam al-Hussein alayhi wasallam are infallible imams, and both of them are praiseworthy, and the verdicts and decisions of both of them are well reliable and sound. However, the time that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam experienced was certainly harsher than the time of Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. Well, after some time, Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam was poisoned and he was martyred at the instigation of Muawiyah. In this regard, it must be indicated that in order to pay homage to his elder brother, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, used to go to the tomb of his elder brother, that is Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, every Friday evening. And from this we deduce, we infer the Islamic practice of going to cemetery and reciting Fatiha for the soul and the spirit of the dead on each Friday evening. Well, by doing this, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam showed his loyalty to his elder brother even long time after his demise. There's a piece of hadith from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, as well as from Imam Muhammad al-Baghir alayhi salam, that إن الحسين بن علي كان يزور قبر الحسن في كل عشية جمعة. Imam al-Hussein ibn Ali, on each Friday evening, used to go to pay ziyarat or homage to the tomb of his elder brother, that is Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. From this practice we understand that loyalty to the right path, should continue, and we can't limit this loyalty by any boundary, whether any special boundary or temporal boundary. And this is a valuable deed. And this is a valuable deed, to be loyal to the right path. And another one is that any decision taken by the second infallible Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam was endorsed and valued by Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, because Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam believed that the previous infallible Imam was his elder brother Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. Another lesson that is pertinent to be mentioned here is that in the lifetime of Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, once he had a short trip outside Medina, and on the way back home, when it got quite dark, Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam encountered a shepherd outside the city of Medina and wanted to spend that night over there, at the cottage of that shepherd. Well, on the ensuing day, Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, the next day, continued his journey back to Medina. But before setting off, Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam told that man, that shepherd, that his own garden was placed in such and such a place, and requested that man to come to him later on. After some time, and due to some problems, Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam couldn't come back home, I mean, as expected. However, that shepherd got back to the city of Medina, and in the city of Medina, he encountered Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. However, by mistake, he thought that this gentleman must be Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, who had spent that night at his cottage outside the city of Medina. Well, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam recognized that that person must have made a big mistake in recognizing Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam quite erroneously instead of Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. However, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam asked him a couple of questions, and he ascertained that, and he made sure that the shepherd was wrong. However, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam later on mentioned to that shepherd that it wasn't he himself that shepherd had encountered, rather it was his elder brother Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. However, since that shepherd had around 300 sheep in his possession, and he had asked someone to take care of those, sheep, then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam made sure that that man was really anxious for his property, that is for his 300 sheep. Then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam dispatched someone to go to that shepherd, and he had bought, that one, the middleman who went to that shepherd on behalf of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, bought all those 300 sheep, and he freed that shepherd from being a slave of someone else, a servant of someone else. But at the same time, after buying all those 300 sheep, the whole sheep was donated to that shepherd once back again. And this shows that Imam al-Hussein al-Salam was very much careful regarding the right of that shepherd. From this we understand that if we want to answer one's favor, we have to be really very fair, and we have to answer people's favor with better jobs we may be able to accomplish. We hope to have taken very important lessons from this anecdote. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. Thank you. Allahumma arzuqni, Allahumma arzuqni, shafa'atan.